This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There were scenes of calm in the streets of Moscow on Sunday after a tumultuous 2 days saw Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner private militia, seize the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don and challenge the authority of President Vladimir Putin. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Prigozhin and his Wagner fighters were once hailed by Russian media as heroes of the invasion of Ukraine. But Prigozhin has been fiercely criticizing Russia's military leadership for months. On Friday, he claimed his forces were attacked by the regular army, prompting his apparent mutiny. The short-lived upheaval has raised questions over Putin's hold on power. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said the Wagner mutiny showed cracks in the Russian president's hold on power, telling ABC News, quote, "I don't think we've seen the final act."
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israeli lawmakers on Sunday began debating a proposed judicial overhaul that has sparked mass protests. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Coalition lawmakers have indicated that the new bill would be much softer than the previous proposals, which sought to almost totally roll back the Supreme Court's power to rule against the executive. But critics see it as an attempt to curb court independence by Netanyahu, who is on trial on graft charges that he denies. Opposition leader Yair Lapid on Twitter urged Netanyahu to stop the legislation and revive negotiations until, quote, "we reach agreements that will safeguard democracy and prevent a national disaster." The proposed judicial changes have also stirred Western concern over Israel's democratic health and spooked investors.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabian officials are expecting the number of Hajj pilgrims to reach pre-pandemic levels, with millions of Muslims expected to visit the holy city in the coming days. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The event, which sees Muslims circle the Kaaba stone, will attract millions of domestic and foreign pilgrims, among them Mahbub Murshed from Bangladesh.
This year, crowd is too much. Okay, because last year and the year before this, it was restricted.
Those attending are not just concerned about the monumental scale of the event. Indonesian pilgrim Muhammad Fadli says another challenge is the Saudi heat.
A huge people here, crowd, around 3 million, that I think. So it's very challenging with the weather, hot weather.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Now that it's determined the five people on board the Titanic tourist submersible have been lost, there are difficult questions about who should pay for the cost of the rescue effort. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Maritime experts believe the cost of the U.S. Coast Guard's role in the search for the Titan will run into the millions of dollars, although the Coast Guard makes clear it does not associate cost with saving a life. That doesn't address the larger issue, though, of whether wealthy travelers or companies should bear responsibility for exposing themselves to such risk. The state of Arizona and Florida's Volusia County have approved what are called stupid driver laws, which charge motorists for rescue if they ignore barricades on flooded roads. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands in the U.S. took part in some of the world's biggest celebrations of LGBTQ+ pride on Sunday, with marches in New York, San Francisco, and other big cities that are part party and part protest. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York.
Here at the New York City Pride March, organizers say tens of thousands are taking part, and even more lining Lower Fifth Avenue to watch. Like at other events, it's embracing a unity message, and it's a call to action as new laws targeting the LGBTQ+ community take effect in several U.S. states. This march is held the last Sunday in June to commemorate the 1969 Stonewall Uprising in Greenwich Village, where a police raid on an LGBTQ bar triggered days of protest. At the NYC Pride March, I'm Julie Walker.
Turkish police detained at least 50 people on Sunday after Istanbul's LGBT community held their annual Pride March. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.